السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today our lesson is going to be on these letters. We are going to have some more. I think we'll have time for some more as well. Maybe sa and da. Here we have sa and sh. Sa and sh. Do you see their shape? What is special about their shape? They have two little circular dips and then a big long dip. The same goes for sh, two circular dips and then one big long semicircle. One doesn't have dots on it and one does. Now what I tell the children is that s has got two buckets, one bucket, two buckets and one big stomach. One bucket, two buckets, one big stomach and three dots on the top. Now, what is very special about s is that its sound is like a snake-like sound, the way a snake hisses. S, 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 s. Just sounds like a snake. S. And then here we have sh, sh, sh. This is s, and this is sh. S sounds like a snake. What does sh sound like? Sh sounds like as if someone is telling another person to keep quiet. Shh, please be quiet. Shh. Or when you hear the shower on, what does it sound like? Shh. It sounds like someone taking a shower. That's the sound that comes out from sh. S and sh. S and sh. What else do we have here? That's s and sh. Now we have sa and da. Sa and da. Do you see their shapes? These are two of the strongest letters of the hurufi tahajji. Sa, da. Again, the shapes are the same. Sa and da, same shape. The only thing that's different is the dot on top. So you can emphasize that or point out the difference to the children by saying that. Sa is one of the letters, strong letters. They're the mighty letters from the mighty letters, and they're one of the these are two of the fantastic four letters. Sa, da, da, da. When I explain this to the children, I tell them that just like the way candy, toffee, gets stuck on the roof of your palate, that's the way that sound that you're trying to take out the toffee that's stuck on the roof of your palate and it's just not coming off. That's where you say the sound saw. It just gets stuck over there. Saw, saw. Also, again, it's a round mouthed sound. Saw, saw. Saw is also a whistling sound. As you can hear, there's a whistling sound. We just did this one just a little while ago. This is from the family of whistling sounds because, again, this is their sifat, one of their characteristics, that these two sounds whistle. S whistles and so whistles. S and this is so. Very often, S and so sound the same, because we are not saying it correctly. If we don't make this in a round mouth form and we're not saying it from its correct position in the mouth, then it's actually going to sound very much like sir. So this is something that we need to absolutely make clear with the children, as well as our own way of taking out the maharaj or saying the sound, because if we don't do it, we're actually not doing justice to the Quranic letters. And if we're not doing justice to the Quranic letters, we might be saying something that is not correct. The meanings change with just a letter. So we need to emphasize the correct pronunciation of these letters. So here is sa, the whistling letter, and here is so, another whistling letter. Okay, now again, let's look at these two. This is so, this is so, and this is da. This is so, and this is da. Da again comes from the roof of your palate. Like if you get candy stuck on it, again, you're going to be, it sounds very much like da. We've already done da. The children have already done this sound, da. And sometimes we also, as adults, we tend to make the da sound like da. The difference is that this is round-mouthed, and this is not. This is said through sticking your tongue up on the roof of the palate. The back of the tongue is sticking up, and so is the middle of the tongue sticking up towards your palate. But you're not telling the children, you're just telling them it's like toffee stuck up. Here it's not. Here it's just that the front of the tongue is just behind your teeth. The, like you say the English, the cat, the ball. Here it's ball. It's coming from way at the back. It's something that you can't really express in the English language. So that's saw, and this is law. Saw and da, saw and da. And here we have sa and sh. So we've done four letters here, sa, sh, saw and da. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.